In this episode, we're sharing three simple data points you absolutely should be tracking to grow your business with your podcast.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Targ O'Shea.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
And in this episode, you'll discover why you're starting to question if the podcast is worth it or not.
The expensive mistake every business owner makes that makes their podcast stuck as an expensive hobby.
And finally, the simple metrics the top 1% of business owners with shows obsess over that most totally ignore. Welcome back to another Thursday episode where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster. After interviewing and coaching well over 400 podcasters, it's clear to us that for most business owners, their podcast isn't just about content or brand recognition. They might say that, but really it's meant to be a marketing channel that helps grow their core business.
Yet they track their podcast numbers like it's a hobby. They measure vanity metrics that don't translate to real revenue or opportunities. Now, this creates a dangerous situation where you're either overinvesting in a channel that isn't performing or wasting your time on actions that aren't driving trackable business results.
You're essentially flying blind. Meanwhile, there are entrepreneurs who treat their show as a serious business asset, meaning they track metrics that directly lead to an ROI. When you have data like this, you know what actions to double down on and what to eliminate, making the podcast way faster and easier to grow and way, way more profitable and fun. Today, we're here to give you that shortcut.
So if you're worried that your podcast might be a waste of time, or you struggle to justify the amount of time you're spending on your podcast to your team, to your partner, maybe to your wife or husband, this will give you the clarity you've been missing. These are the top three must-track metrics to make way more money from your podcast. Tig, what's metric number one?
It's downloads per episode within the first 7 days of releasing. You can see this on any good podcast hosting platform pretty easily, and it's referring to the amount of downloads that your episodes get on average within the first 7 days of releasing. The reason we look at this time frame is because it shows how engaged your core audience are, like whether more people are regularly listening to you or not, as opposed to random downloads that may come in with someone going through your back catalog or finding the show. So this really exposes whether your regular ongoing listenership is growing, stalled, or shrinking.
Cool. Now, once you're clear whether you're growing, stalled, or your numbers are shrinking, you then have to ask yourself the question, well, how long have I been in this state? How long has my podcast been stalled for? Has it been a day, a couple of months? For most business owners, they have been stuck at a fixed ceiling for 3+ months without growing. Now, that's a massive problem if you're spending time each week into your show that isn't optimized for growth. And it's a sign that something needs to change immediately. So, Tig, how do we track this?
Well, again, most good podcast hosting platforms can show you this data very easily. First 7 day downloads is normally the name of the metric. If not, you can just find your most recent episode, mark 7 days from when it came out, and look at how many downloads it has so far at that point. And this is an ongoing thing, so this isn't like you just do this once and your last episode had 100 downloads in the 7 days. It's how that changes on average. So like, right now, for the past 4 weeks, your episodes get, on average, 100 downloads in the first 7 days. Then next month, if your next set of 4 episodes get, on average, 120 downloads in the first 7 days, that means that you're growing. And the opposite is also true.
Huge. Now, the second metric that you should be tracking is this: your average listener retention, which tells you, how much of your content are your audience consuming? Are people staying till the very end? Or are they dropping before they get to the main meat of your episode? If your retention time is below 80% consistently, that means your listeners aren't sticking around for the majority of your shows. And if your listeners aren't sticking around, That means no one's hearing your call to action you're giving at the end of the episode. And we can kind of follow this train of thought. If no one's listening to your call to action, it means you're generating way less leads and making way more sales from your podcast. So, Ty, that's on one hand, right? People not hearing the call to action, meaning they can't generate as much leads or sales. But what's another problem that's caused when people have a low listener retention time?
If you have low listener retention time, it means that on average, listeners are dropping off your show early and choosing to step away from spending time with you. They're not completing their intended time with you, which inherently makes your show feel less valuable because you'd much rather get to the end of something and be left wanting more than step away from something halfway and maybe thinking, I'll come back and finish up, and then never do. Think about what this means for nurturing your listeners and the role your podcast plays in warming people up and getting them excited about coming further into your world. Having low listener retention time is pretty much the metric that would dictate whether that's working or not. If you have low retention time, it's a concrete sign that your podcast is not nurturing listeners in the way that you'd probably like.
So how do you track this? Well, you need to connect your show to Apple Podcasts Connect and view your retention time. Now on Apple, they decide to have a different name. They call it consumption time per episode. That's the exact same thing. That's your retention time.
So the third metric that it is crucial that you track if you're serious about using your podcast to grow your business is leads generated from your podcast audience. If your podcast isn't generating leads, whether that means booking calls or getting people sign up to your email list, whatever it might be that you're going for here, if your podcast isn't fulfilling that, then it's not doing its job as a business asset. No matter how many episodes you've published, or how long you've been consistent. Again, those are vanity metrics that don't actually correlate to if your podcast is doing its job for the business.
Or how many listeners you're getting per episode. If you have 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 listeners, but you're not generating leads, book calls, or sales from your podcast, again, it's not a business. It's a hobby you're doing that you enjoy, but isn't driving real business results.
That last one of all can really sting. Right, you would hope that if your show is growing like that, you would convert, but it's not guaranteed. And if that is the case, and if you're not getting those conversions, it's probably one of the following reasons. Either your call to action isn't specific enough, your call to action or your offer isn't positioned properly, or your episodes are not solving urgent enough problems to get listeners to take the action.
So what we're trying to say is your podcast should be doing at least one of these things consistently. Number one, booking you inbound sales calls with highly qualified prospects who want to work with you. Two, generating you warm inbound leads who have become a subscriber to your newsletter, or generating you consistent sales by listeners visiting your website and purchasing one of the products you have on display, if that's the case. So it's like, this is one that most people find very tricky to track. So I'd love to know, what's the best way that people can track their leads and their book calls through their podcast?
Yeah, it can feel tricky before you start doing it. And once you start doing it, you realize it can be very simple. You simply create a specific landing page for any lead magnets that you share on your podcast. So whether that's a duplicate landing page, just something that's separate from your main one, so that any listeners that come through that landing page, you know they're podcast listeners. And you would then add tags to those listeners who enter from that landing page, so that once they're in your funnel and in your CRM, your backend, you know that they came from the podcast. And you even know which lead magnet or episode they came from if you want to take it a step further. And if you're booking sales calls and you're not giving a lead magnet, you're just giving your Calendly link or whatever that might be, the same applies. You just create a duplicate calendar link and use that in your show notes. And therefore, anyone that comes through that calendar link must be a podcast listener.
So in summary, the three metrics that the top 1% of podcasters obsess over that you really can't afford to ignore as a business owner are number one, tracking your 7-day downloads per episode trend.
Secondly, tracking your retention time or average consumption rate to see where listeners are dropping off.
And finally, ensuring you track every conversion that comes from your listeners that leads to the business. Now, once you have these things in place, you'll know which episodes drive the growth for you. You'll know which topics that you cover on the podcast that actually converts listeners into leads or into sales calls. You'll know which course actions are working and which ones are not. And that's what changes everything. We've had clients go from hating data, hating their numbers, essentially doing random marketing activities, and go on to earn over $100,000 in a single year from their show because they started taking the podcast seriously. They started treating it like a real business and they started tracking their numbers. This really is the difference between going just another year trying things versus building a podcast that actually moves your business forward.
And you too can make this type of transformation when you're clear on what data matters for your business. This is the difference between another year of trying versus finally building a podcast that actually moves your business forward. And that is what we want for you. We hope this helps. Now you know what metrics you need to track and how to find them. But here's the thing, even with these metrics, most podcasts still struggle to break past slow and steady growth because you can have the metrics, but not the steps to take to fix them. That is exactly why we created our listener retention blueprint, sharing 7 unique ways to use your retention time to keep new listeners binging your content and drive faster growth. Visit the first link you see in the show notes or go to getmorelisteners.com/keep listeners hooked. With that said, we'll see you on Monday.